Welcome into another episode of Chiefs Focus Live. Tonight, we are going to talk about the injury report. Juwan Taylor takes the high road in our beloved segment, Believe It or Not. We will also give our general thoughts on a Jets team whose poor play is more infectious than mono. My name is Quentin Morris, and now two guys who constantly forget about how correct I am. It's the old man, JP, and the professor, Caleb. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Good to see you, man. Nice intro. Buddy. Love it.
Love it. What's going on, buddy? How you guys doing?
We got a game on Sunday, and it's not nearly as good as it was supposed to be, but
that's to say the least.
Mahomes and Rodgers, I guess, will just won't happen.
It's never going to happen.
That's
the
fine.
World, God himself does not want those two men to take the field against each other.
He's like, if they do that, then the world will never be the same.
Yeah, the Illuminati will be confirmed. That's what will happen.
It's going to be a different game. We've had some debates back and forth with some different guys about this game. And the only thing that I would say about this game that makes me a little, not concerned by any means, but not as optimistic as everybody else about the giant blowout, is the fact that they actually have a defense. Now, their defense is starting to implode a little bit, and we can get into that in a little while, but, it's not looking good in Salaville. It's just not looking like it's going to – there's not much continuity there right now. The Jets have blown an engine. They absolutely have blown an engine, or maybe two. Sounds like some of the defensive players have really went after Salah about the situation with Wilson, and they're not happy about it. I don't know, man. Hey, what's up, Will? I'm trying to remember, but I believe someone got something thrown at them. I think it was Salah that got something thrown at him. May have been by a fan. Not really sure. Have to go back and look at that. But it's just not looking really good there. It's looking like it's imploding on all phases.
I mean, they're a quarterback away, and I know they want to stick it with Zach Wilson. But you got to get someone else that's just more proven. This team is prepared to win now. I know all the time. Thank you. I know all the time. Teams like the Broncos say, we're a quarterback away. The Jets are actually a quarterback away. They have the weapons. They have the defense. They have the guys. So a move needs to be made. Maybe they're going to see after this game, they'll finally make a move. But as a Jets fan was yelling at Jax Wilson as he was coming off the field, these seats aren't cheap, Zach, because they aren't. It's New York. And I understand the frustration. Hopefully they can figure it out, but I don't know what's going to happen from the future. They're going to be struggling, and they should be honestly in the playoffs this year, just with the talent and what they have and everything that's going on. They got to bring someone in. Go ahead.
Look, man, when you're so mad and you're yelling at a player that your teeth fall out, like, you know that's a problem.
When them falsies fall out, it's rough.
Look, I think that I should have believed my take harder. And that the offensive line is a problem. And I just went with the whole Aaron Rodgers hype. And I just went with the Jets are going to be a wild card team. And I should have stuck with my gut and said that this team was going to have problems with its offensive line. Because with how bad the offensive line has been, and the quarterback play hasn't helped, don't get me wrong. But with how bad that offensive line is, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers would have been successful behind this O-line. The offensive line is bad. And they can't run the ball. They are getting pressure from everywhere.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if any quarterback can be successful behind this offensive line. It's not like Zach Wilson is really bad. He's a bad quarterback, right? He is one of the worst quarterbacks taken in the top three in a long time. And the offensive line isn't helping him at all. It doesn't matter how good your wide receivers are if you really do not have the time to throw the ball.
That's absolutely correct. I mean, and you know, he is a bad quarterback. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to sit there and just bash the guy over and over again. He is an NFL player, but in the same aspect, one take that I heard from a couple of bigger guys with the 33rd team said, you know, he's trying way too hard not to make a mistake.
Yes.
And when you try that hard not to make a mistake, mistakes happen. And that's that's what's going on. Thank you. I don't think he's as bad as we're seeing on the field. I think it's just the fact that he's mentally not all there.
Just too much pressure for
him. It's too much pressure for him.
Just everything this team should be doing a lot better. They have a run game. They have the receiving core. The Titans are right. The defense is in a good spot. They should be an echelon better than what they are now. And just because of all the pressure that's going on, they're barely scraping by games, or they're losing at the last second because they can't complete basic stuff. And yeah, like you said, Quentin was saying the offensive line is bad. That is terrible for him because that's been hurting him for many, many years. And because of that, they haven't been able to move and deal with what they've been able to do in the past. So
yeah,
it's just going to be a situation where either they're going to bring in a veteran and figure out that offensive line because Aaron Rodgers did free up some money, or they're just going to take a draft pick and make people mad. Because I think with a point, that locker room could possibly cap off, explode. There's a chance I think that could happen by week 8 if no move is made.
Well, from what I'm hearing, they're already imploding, and it's already leaked over to the defensive side of the ball. And these guys want to win, regardless of how you
look at it. Well, they got the players. They should. I mean, this is like the Broncos when Peyton Manning went there. They were took a little bit, but they were able to do some damage.
Yeah.
So
I think
it's kind of like, well, I mean, I understand their point. You always got to have a competent backer ready to go. No one thought Aaron Rodgers was going to get hurt. I didn't think. I was surprised we got hurt on the 3rd, 4th play of the game. But unfortunately, this is the NFL. These things happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you're an NFL player, it's no different than if you're a fan and you've been on a football team that's not very good. You bring in all these pieces defensively. You bring all these offensive pieces in for Aaron Rodgers, and then he's no longer there 4 plays into the first game of the season, and the coach is not doing anything to fix the issue. That's when the players start to feel
I wonder pressure because they want to win. I wonder if it's management saying they're not going to do something right now. That's what I'm wondering.
He said Matty Ice is out there. Dude, that's true. He is.
No, we saw how bad Matty Ice looked with the offensive line issues. So that's not going to help. The problem is that we talk about, like, they need to go out and get a quarterback. Who? Carson Wentz?
Cam Newton? Yes.
At least he can run.
He can get some stuff done. I have confidence Cam Newton can do some things for him.
You know who else can run is RG3.
He's not going to
He's not going to come back. But, oh, hell no, he's making too much money. But I'm just saying, there's guys out there that aren't in the league that actually are mobile quarterbacks that can maybe help a little bit.
Did he just say my Cam Newton take was bad? Because I disagree with you. Cam Newton, I think, is in a good spot. I think he hasn't played in about a year and a half. I think he can give them some good games.
I just don't think so. I think there's we saw what he was with the Patriots, and that was bad.
But that was the Patriots, and that was during the whole COVID debacle, and then they ended up cutting him because they had Mac Jones, and they didn't want to cause any issues there. It just, he was doing great, and then he caught COVID. So a couple things could have went his way. Maybe he is the QB1, and they're still dominating. You never know.
Maybe they should have kept Mike White.
Yeah. I mean, Mike White's down, I think, in Miami.
They might trade for him.
So, you know, look, man, Zach Wilson got benched for Mike White.
Yeah, when he caught mono.
And I mean, that tells you a whole lot about actually any progression that he had. But I will say this, and I am going to defend him in one aspect. He has grown since he's been behind Aaron Rodgers. I don't think it's so much of the fact that he's not learned anything. I think he's just fucking scared. I got to be honest with you. I think he's just so scared to make a mistake that it's just costing him everything. And the players know it. The coach knows it. They brought in Trevor Siemian. And I think after this week, he may be starting, because what do they have to lose at this point?
Yeah.
You know, I just don't know what they have to lose. I don't think that I think Zach is probably going to end up after this season on somebody's practice squad or a third string backup somewhere, if he gets back into the system at all anywhere. But I just don't see him being any more of a – there's no more starter left in him. I think his confidence level's in the dirt. And he's one of those guys that wears everything on his sleeve, you know, and I think it's just really getting to him. So,
yeah.
But But hey, man, don't be surprised if they don't look. Every team right now is gunning for the Chiefs. So if there's any players on that football team that have any ounce of dirt in them on that defensive side, they're going to go after Mahomes. Originally, they said that it was his knee that was hurting him, but he actually did tweak his ankle.
Yeah, it was a high ankle sprain. Because they called the Jawan Taylor penalty when they had a touchdown. So yep. It's not the first time a Chiefs player has been injured after getting a touchdown. So
absolutely not.
Osimile back in 2021. Yep. Threw a touchdown. They called it back for some bogus call, and then he tore blew out his knee. So
Yep.
Let's just head into the rest of the injury report then.
Let's do that.
Patrick Mahomes was a full participant in Wednesday and Thursday practice. The injury report is long, but most of them, it doesn't matter because they were full participants in practice.
Yeah.
There's like eight dudes that are on the injury report that are for full participants, but because of the NFL rules, they had to be on the injury report. Yeah. The ones that matter, Noah Gray didn't practice yesterday or today because of an illness. One would expect him to be back on Sunday. Nick Bolton is definitely the most concerning one because he still has not practiced since last week. And he's
not playing Sunday, by the way.
Yeah, so this is something that, you know, you're worried that, you know, if it bleeds over into a couple, you know, another week, a couple weeks, you know, Kansas City doesn't really need him this week, right? If you don't need him against a mobile quarterback, you definitely don't need him against a Garbageville offensive line and a statue at quarterback. And then the only other guy that didn't practice today was Jalen Watson. He was a full participant on Wednesday and did not practice today with a shoulder injury. So those are the only three on the injury report that actually matter.
Nick Bolton is not going to play Sunday. From what everything I've heard, he's not playing. Drew Tranquil is going to get his shot again, along with, you know, the other two. So I think it's going to be okay. I mean, of course, we'd want him out there, but this is the best week for him not to be out there. Because why risk another injury against a team that really doesn't matter to you?
Absolutely. There are a couple of limited guys that were limited in practice. Chris Jones was limited Wednesday and today with a groin injury. Kadarius Toney is still having issues with that toe injury that he sustained. And Donovan Smith was a full participant on Wednesday, but was limited today. So,
I think that was a rest limited today. It was more rest.
Yeah.
You're right. I think it's just more of a rest thing for Smith than it is anything else. Today, anyway, I should say. I don't think he re-injured himself. So, I think we're okay there. I think we're going to see a little bit more run game this week. I think we're going to see a little more Pacheco in this game just because they can. You know what I mean? They can run up and down the field if they want to on this defensive line. They can run the ball because their run defense isn't the greatest. Their pass defense is okay. That's going to be the test, is their pass defense, is see how our O-line holds up against their defensive line. I don't know if this is the best defensive line we face this year, but they're pretty good. So in some areas, not all areas. We just have to see how it plays out. But this is definitely going to be a Taylor Swift moment because she's showing up again.
Again, for real?
Yep. Ooh. Yep, absolutely.
Oh, goodness.
Jordan Schultz actually DM'd me before he put it out on Twitter and said, Jordan, that she's coming back.
Look,
so she's gonna go to the Jets, and hey, who cares, man?
I don't care. Good for them, you know.
Well, you hated it last week, Quentin.
I didn't hate it. I said that it was going to get old quick with how everybody is, you know, is just constantly talking. What's crazy now that you know what? Oh, can of worms is open. Let's just dump it out. I can't imagine liking a celebrity so much that like when I see them wearing a jacket, I have to go buy that jacket. And I need to just live my life exactly like a celebrity. And just
I know somebody that did that.
The popularity of Taylor Swift, I just did not know. I was unaware.
Oh, man. She's huge, dude.
Power of the Swifties, man. The power of the Swifties. It is insane.
It's crazy. And the fact that she's won so many Album of the Year, Song of the Year, Walk of the Year, you know, she's won everything. There's nothing she hasn't won. And it's like, she's like the Chiefs, man. She just keeps on winning no matter what. No matter how good everybody else is, somehow she keeps on winning.
As long as they don't show her in the press box 50 times, I'll be fine.
You don't need to see that every cam.
No, I don't. I'll be honest with you. I want to watch the game. I don't want to see her. I've never really been a fan. That's just not. I've never really listened to the music, so some people are mad at me. But I will say a couple different things. The Chiefs game's views was live. It was up really, really good. And then also Kelsey's jersey got sold a bunch more. So he's making some. I bet he's happy. He's made a little bit of money. He made some money.
He's probably happy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so by the way,
on jersey sales.
Mm-hmm. His show Wednesday was the highest rated podcast in the history of podcasts.
Yep.
They were like, it was insane how many people tuned into that show and they're still just going back and back and back. I went on there. It was like, I don't know, 5 minutes after it came on, 60,000 views. And then after that, it just kept climbing. And I thought, oh my God, this is going to be insane. But the show was really good. If you guys haven't seen it, it was really good. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever that drink is they're drinking, that energy drink, I haven't gotten the name of it yet, but I'm going to give them a call. See if it's any good. But yeah, Thiz, you're right. They definitely will show her. There's no doubt about that. That is, look, man, she's bringing people to the NFL that never watched football. And that is a huge thing for the league right now. You're just adding revenue upon revenue and fan upon fan that know nothing about football.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just portraying it out into the universe. And wherever she is, it's a huge thing. She was in Lawrence with Travis.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody in Lawrence lost their friggin' minds over Taylor Swift. And I guess her best friend's from Lawrence. So yeah,
she went to KU.
Yeah. So this restaurant that they went to apparently is,
you know, their favorite. She likes champions.
Yeah, she does. Their restaurant.
You guys.
That restaurant was apparently everybody likes it, and that's both their favorites. And Philip said, my neck of the woods. It was a rumor. I don't know. There was a lot of people on Twitter that said they saw them out there. But I tell you what, I posted it on Twitter. Somebody took a picture of them two together at a private event and posted. And then, so I don't know if they, I guess they sold it to TMZ for like 50 grand. And it was said no photographs at the private event. But of course, they took like video and not just a photograph, but they took a video as well.
Yep.
And then, Justin Reed, I loved it. He came out and said, you know, you got to be a real piece of crap, basically, to take a picture when it says no photographs at a private event. And it just went on and on and on about that whole situation. I don't know exactly. I guess that I don't know if that was in Lawrence. I don't know if that was in Kansas City. I have really no idea where that was. But apparently it didn't go over really well with a lot of people, including Travis and Taylor. But hey, man, she's bringing in revenue for the NFL, and that's all that really matters at this point. And for the Chiefs.
Now we can invest in those all-grass fields.
That's right. Yeah, the NFL could just fix that problem real quick. Mm-hmm. You know? There you go.
Let's get back to some football.
All right.
JP, I know you wanted to talk about Juwan Taylor.
Yes.
So why don't you talk about what was said and, you know, just set this up for us.
He is – I got to tell you – I didn't expect it. I haven't really listened to a whole lot of his pressers or anything of that nature. He always seemed like a very mellow guy. But for him to come out and basically say, hey, I'm not going to blame the refs. You know, if I'm lining up wrong, I'm lining up wrong. It's not their fault. When he knows exactly what Andy did when he lasered 79 and 74's foot to make sure to see who was getting called. And he took the high road. And I think that's awesome of him. Yeah, it was crazy that he did that, and he's so calm. I mean, he's just so calm about it.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "I just got to clean things up."
Yeah,
I think it's bullshit what they're doing to him. It's a target. There's absolutely, if anybody out there doesn't think they're targeting him, they're out of their damn minds, because this happens in every game, every week. But he's the only one that's been hit.
Well, and that's the problem. It's like they see it. Obviously, they're calling it just on him. But you have guys that have been doing this for years. And as soon as people start complaining on an open night football game, it's a problem. It's been a problem for a long time. It's just the consistency with the officiating has just been terrible. And yeah. Since it's been so terrible, it's just caused so many problems. It's just caused so many problems. So ultimately, I don't know what the NFL is going to do, but any of them could legitimately have a case and maybe get this flipped and reversed. It's just dumb at this point. It's just really stupid that they continue to have to deal with this over and over and over and over and over again. So,
well, there's no doubt in my mind that Andy Reid took that film from All 22 where he lasered them two back feet, and then he went out and he probably found 20 other players that did the exact same thing and sent it into the NFL officiating and the NFL with Roger Goodell and said, tell me where the disconnect is here. There's no doubt in my mind he did that. And I guarantee you Brett Veach did it, because he's a cold-hearted mother. He don't care. He's fed up. And when Andy doubles down on something like he did, when he never says anything negative about the refs, right there says it all to me. Andy was finally just done. You know, and he's – I don't think in Andy Reid's history of being a coach, I don't know that he's ever said anything other than, I just don't want to be fined.
Yeah.
Next question.
And that's basically how Andy does that. But it is important to see Andy standing up, because sometimes people have criticized and said, Andy, you're not speaking up. And rightfully so, sometimes that's warranted, sometimes it's not. But it shows he does care. He does care. And I think at the end of the day, we're going to see the Chiefs. We're going to hopefully be able to get this reversed, because it's just stupid at this point. You're calling on Taylor, but you're not calling no one else. I mean, seriously. Yeah. I mean, it's anyone can see it. Anyone can see it.
It's getting very old. So I just want to give the guy a shout out, because he's a hell of a player. He's, I think, if I'm not mistaken, 81% right now, no sacks, no pressures.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 19% of his snaps that was pressures. I think he had one sack total this year, or no, maybe zero sacks this year in three games. I'm not really sure. But it was 81% of his total snaps. There was no pressures and no sacks on Mahomes. That says a lot compared to what we had last year.
We've gotten some great play out of the offensive line. Creed Humphrey has no pressures, no sacks, no hurries. What's up, Joe?
Big Joe. I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah. This offensive line is playing really well. The only thing that you got to clean up is some pre-snap penalties.
Mm-hmm.
And really, other than that, this offensive line has been playing great. Look, even last week, the offensive line showed that, you know, it can pass or run block as well. So there is a lot of good to take away from this offensive line. It's just unfortunate that there's such a dumb distraction to take away from how good this offensive line has actually been.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's very true as well, because what you see at the end of the day, the Chiefs can do a lot of different things, and yeah, there's some pre-snap penalties, but I say for the most part, I feel like this team will be able to overcome these penalties. They've done pretty good for the most part. Now, has there been some problems? Yes. But they've been able to kind of fix them up and clean them. The defense has been doing really well, and the offensive line has done a really good job protecting Mahomes. Now, when you have the whole situation, the Lions, first game, jitters, things like that, but I've said this many times before, and JP knows this. Let's have our loss now, then instead of having it in January or February, let's have it now. Let's get it out of the way. Because you can start 3-4 and then turn it around. The Chiefs did that, made the AFC Championship game, and should have arguably ended up making the Super Bowl that year. And I believe to this day, I told JP this because when you weren't here, I believe the Chiefs would have been able to beat the Rams. I think it would have been close, but the Chiefs would have been able to actually get them. So things happen, but I believe this team's going to be fine.
Yeah, I do too. Especially whenever this defense, especially now with the way this defense is playing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, holy crap. This is the best defense we've had in the Andy Reid era, for sure. And probably, if you really want to go back, it's probably the best defense we've had since the DT days. I don't think we've had a better defense.
Well, and I will say this. Look, 3 years ago, the defense didn't get better till week 8. Last year, it wasn't until like week 4. And this year, right off the bat, they've done phenomenal. Now it's hurting that we don't have our captain, Bolton, but the other guys are filling in quite nicely. So I do believe this defense, like you've said this before, top 10. They're going to be able to do a lot of different things that no one was expecting. No one was expecting at all.
Yeah. So we predicted this at the beginning of the season. We absolutely said that we thought this was going to be a top 5, top 7 defense. Right now they're 6th. Actually, they may be better than that. They were 6th prior to this blowout against Chicago.
Mm.
So they may be a little bit better.
Okay.
Joe, now that you're back on the – he said defense is a killer. Offense is starting to gel, absolutely. We'll be fine. Probably a better team than last year's. It could very well could be. The one question that was brought up on was it Tuesday, Quentin? I can't remember. They asked about Juju Smith. Schuster, and if his issue was – if the Chiefs had seen his issue coming and that's why they didn't offer him a contract, and maybe that was on the PSF. I can't remember. But I think that was PSF. Absolutely. That's – look where he's at now. He has knee drained 7 times last year. So instead of offering him a contract, they decided to go with a bunch of new players.
I haven't seen him done much with the Patriots, so it's worked out so far. And it's only been 3 games, but
well, he's injured.
Worked out, yeah. So
yeah, so I mean, you're not going to see much out of him with a knee full of fluid, and that.
Yeah, what did they say? It was about the size of a cantaloupe and ready to explode.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's big, dude. It's huge. Last year they thought it was big when it was a grapefruit. Now it's 3 times that size.
They kind of. Get all that fluid out of there.
They're going to have to clean his knee completely out, and then he's going to have to rest it for a long period of time and cut off those vessels, so, or not cut them off, but stop them from draining into his knee because well, that's what's happening.
I guess Belichick, which is that desperate for a receiver.
He was. I mean, look at the quarterback he's got. You know, I mean, with that quarterback, he's definitely desperate. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's absolutely desperate for a receiver. I mean, with that quarterback, you have to be. So, I don't know, man. It sucks. I like Juju. He did great things for us, but I don't know. I'm just glad he's not. I'm sorry to say this, and I hate. It's probably going to come out wrong, but I'm glad he's not here because we wouldn't have who we have right now. Rasheed Rice kicking ass. You know, everybody that we've got. So
look at Joe's comments as the last one. I think I need to have a little spotlight given on to me. He says, I back Cable and so argue we need a true number one receiver, though. Thank you. Thank you. I've been saying that for so long.
And but
you
why? Guys,
JP, are you kidding me right now? Do you want to repeat a week 1 in the playoffs?
Hold on. And fight.
All right. First of all, we have a number one wide receiver.
I disagree.
His name
brother.
Is Travis Kelce.
I disagree. I disagree. He's the tight end. We need a number one wide receiver to help commemorate everything.
He's a tight end that plays like a wide receiver.
Okay, that's great, but I need another weapon because eventually they're going to double-team Kelce, and let's say Kelsey's banged up and they can't get the ball. It's not going to work. You can't sometimes rely on these other guys.
What are we going to say when week 6 comes around and Rasheed Rice or whether
they're rookies.
Even
– they're not jumping off the page. They're not going to do Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson. As much as I would like to see him do that, I don't think that will happen because of the way –
with Mahomes –
dude, you've seen Chiefs football for years. Andy Reid ain't going to let him loose like that.
No, what I'm saying to you is he's already let Rasheed Rice loose, and every week he's going to keep letting him more loose.
Okay, all right, all right.
All I'm saying is that if you got a defense like this and you got an offense that has time to gel with some of the players that we've got, I'd be okay with not having – I mean, look, man – we may end up with one.
Okay.
We may end up with a guy you want.
That'd be nice. That'd be nice. He's going to cost a lot of money. But I'm going to end with this because Quint loves to throw in our face every time he's right. I'm going to say this. When I'm right, I'm going to expect an apology. I'm going to expect you to call me personally and say, hey, you are right. Quinn, I expect you to play some music in the background saying, oh, he finally got some right.
Yeah, I can make it super dramatic.
I really
yeah, we could do that for you.
Because I have been saying this, and he quit and backed me a little bit in the summer. KT was not it, and I'm sorry, but he's not number one receiver material. He's just not.
He stubbed his toe, man. He pulled the George Brett.
Give yeah, me he that stubbed break. His toe, and he's missing games for it.
JP, stop lying.
I said it on a purpose.
Stop trolling. You know, we know he's good, but for him, I don't know. I think someone leaked that on purpose to say he could be a number one receiver because he's good, but he's not number one. Tyreek Hill built himself into a number one receiver. He but did. We're going to see the other stuff has not happened. So that's all I'm going
to
say there.
What's unfortunate is that, you know, Brett Veach has proven the ability to draft multiple positions, right? The easiest one to point to is corner, right? Where mm-hmm. he's starred at being able to find corners late in the rounds, and this team has been able to develop them. Offensive line is another spot where he's able to just find guys later in the draft. Unfortunately, up until at least this point, now, you know, time pending on guys like Rashid and even Sky Moore, right? There's still plenty of time to move forward here. But unfortunately, Kansas City hasn't been able to find that superstar wide receiver yet. Mm-hmm. Really, any superstar skill position player. Because
they don't keep them long enough to figure it out, but other than Tyreek Hill. They seem like they just keep trading people off left and right. That rotation, that revolving door. You know?
And, hey, look. Sky Moore, I think, is improving.
Yeah,
Rice has come faster onto the scene than I thought he would. So, you know, there's still a ton of time to prove wrong. It's not like he's been doing this for 15 years and hasn't been able to find one.
Phillips told me 1,700 yards.
Yeah, well, Phillips, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Hey, leave my friend alone. Hey, leave my friend alone. Come on now. You know, he's not getting the 1,700, but he could get 1,000. But the way it's looking, I don't think it's going to happen.
Who, you talking about Rashee Rice?
Yes.
I don't know if any wide receiver finishes with 1,000.
Besides Kelsey, but he's a tight end.
Oh, but I thought he was a wide receiver.
I said he's a tight end. I said he's a tight end. Don't be trying to stress my words.
What kind of you know what? Hey, look, man, you can't put everything on Kelsey. So if Rashee Rice keeps improving the way he is, he might hit 1,000 yards. Phillips said 1,000 yards for Rashee Rice.
I could have sworn he said like something crazy. He
didn't no, say I remember. He said 1,000 yards.
Maybe it was 1,200. Maybe it was 1,200. Okay.
Maybe it was. But he never – yeah, he wouldn't get 1,700.
I just remember that day because Quinn looked at me and was like, huh? So.
I don't know. I give that face a lot. So
That's just Quentin's face.
That's because people just say some crazy-ass shit. Okay? And I got
– hey, man.
I got to pull you guys back. I got to pull them back.
Just pull me back in.
Pull you back.
Just when I get out. I don't know, man. I see this team gelling fairly well. I feel like they are going to improve week after week. Every time they play. Look, man, also, every single time that they play a team and they dominate like they did, it just builds their confidence level up, and they learn a little bit more each time. And I think – similar to how our defense did last year, that ended up 11th overall with a bunch of rookies, we might end up seeing an offense that does the same thing simply because we have the best quarterback's coach and the best quarterback in football to help them along. I mean, look, man, no matter how you look at it, Justin Jefferson didn't have that. He was just naturally gifted. Chase has done squat this year, and he really didn't do shit last year.
Well, I have a question, and I know this will deteriorate from the Chiefs thing, so we'll just spend 30 seconds on it. Is Burrow's Achilles going to snap?
I feel like it is.
I
think it's a little far-fetched to just assume one leads to another. It's not like I haven't seen, you know, an X-ray or
he's not doing MRI, good
I
guess at all.
We'll have to see. So,
if you go look at the percentages of a calf injury that he has,
mm-hmm.
and you look at the percentages of people that play on him and then it ends up snapping an Achilles, it's extremely high.
Now, I'll say this. I just don't like to speculate on stuff like that because mm-hmm. I that's just outside of my realm. But I will say that I think that he needs to sit and heal, and they're mm-hmm. being irresponsible with him.
Very irresponsible.
Because even if they win the next, you know, let's say he plays the next month
mm-hmm.
and they win all their games – well, I just feel like eventually at some point he is going to tear that calf more.
Yeah, right? That's
like he's going to get hit, and it's not like they're depending on the run game. They threw the ball 50 times last week in their win. So,
yeah. Well, yeah, but I'll give Joe Mixon some credit. He had some fat runs last week. He did pretty damn good.
To. The Bengals are not a threat to the Chiefs right now.
No, not at all. I'm just saying they're definitely not a threat. If we played them tomorrow or in the next 2 weeks, they're not a threat. I don't even know if they're a threat in week 17.
I don't think no, not as long as Burrow keeps playing because he's never going to heal.
No. His issue with wanting to be Mahomes and Zach Taylor's issue with wanting to be Andy Reid is going to kill that football team.
He's far from Andy Reid.
Absolutely. So that's going to hurt them more than anything. Burrow needs to sit. They brought in another quarterback. It's early in the season. Give him a couple of weeks to get this shit under control. But he goes up against – look, man, I was really, really surprised at how bad the Rams' defensive line played against that crap offensive line that they have. I was extremely surprised because I know Donald got a couple of sacks or a sack and a half or whatever it was on him, but they didn't do that well against – probably, what, the 28th ranked offense line in the league right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was surprised. When they go up against a team that has a very stout defensive line and a string of linebackers that are unbelievable or even above average, he's going to get hurt because Orlando Brown can't handle a really good player.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's good. Look, man, he got injured in practice because of Orlando Brown. So twice, and not once, but twice.
Yeah. So
it's
just one of them things. We'll have to see. We'll have to see what happens with it. So, all right, Quentin, it's your time to shine.
It is the best segment on
Twitter.
All of our podcasts.
It's the best segment on YouTube right now.
It might be the best just ever. You're ever. Welcome.
Ever.
Okay. So this is the segment where I give you guys a couple scenarios. You tell me whether you believe it would happen or it will not. So let's just start off with this Chiefs defense. Right. We talked about how good this defense has been and how crappy the Jets offensive line is. So believe it or not, the Chiefs get 4 sacks.
No, yeah. I don't believe it. Don't be looking at me like that. You know what I'm going to say. You already know what I'm going to say. Do I need to repeat my reasoning? Okay, I'm going to say it. Because when the Chiefs go against a bad offensive line, they never show up. That's all I'm going to say.
Showed up last week.
That's a different category, a different story. They got like 3 sacks. They didn't get – did we beat it last week, Quentin? Was I right or was I wrong with my prediction? Because I feel like I was right. They got like – they didn't get 4 sacks. Like
you said 2.
Okay. Well, I was wrong.
I remember right. You said 2.
I was wrong this one time. This one time.
Said I thought they would get 3, maybe 4.
Last week doesn't matter. It's this week. That's what we're looking forward to.
This week I see them. How many sacks did you say?
4.
4? I'm going to say yes.
I say no.
I'm going to say the under and pick 3. I feel like the Jets are going to come out and try and run the ball, and then when that doesn't work, and then they fall down by like 17, that's when they're going to try and throw the ball. Mm-hmm. But eventually, it's just not going to be enough. But there's just going to be a ton of incompletions.
Oh, man.
That's how I'm feeling this game's going to go.
This is going to be a long couple quarters.
Zach Wilson's going to just
Zach Wilson's going to duck and cover like he's a kid in the 50s learning to get under his desk.
We may never see him again after this game.
If it gets bad enough, you won't.
I'm done. I'm out. Pull the old Osweiler and say, you know what? I don't want to play. I'm done.
All right. Believe it or not, the Kansas City Chiefs get 2 turnovers.
I believe it. I think it's very possible the way their offense is playing. They're going to at least get an interception of fumbles likely. But, yeah, I can see them getting that.
Yeah, the way this defensive line or the secondary is playing, I can see an interception and a fumble recovery. Whether it be a hit on Wilson that puts him on the ground or whatever the case may be, it's going to happen. Sorry, I've got a big mouth dog in the background for some reason.
They must be fine believing what I've been saying. They're like, yes, he's correct.
They could probably hear you.
Well, I think this is the first time all year we've all agreed on it, believe it or not, because I also am taking the two or more turnovers. Look, Zach Wilson's throwing an interception. That's just a given. That's happening. Yeah. So that's really, we're arguing whether or not the Chiefs get one more. You know, I think so. It'll probably be two interceptions that equal to two turnovers, but I could see a sack fumble because he is a statue in the pocket. But
and he's so scared.
Yeah. I think that Trent McDuffie is one of the guys that I think is going to get a turnover. And we talked about that a little bit on Monday, JP.
I would like a corner blitz snack with Snead, and he's not seen. He goes, boom, hits it. Chris Jones picks up running in the zone.
Oh, that'd be nice. That'd be nice.
Okay, and my final, believe it or not, Taylor gets no pre-snap penalties.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, they're going to call it. They're stuck. I'm sorry. They're just
stuck. I had to make it special.
That was special, all right. They're going to call him on something. There's no doubt in my mind.
Pre-snap. So it would be either a false start or
legal formation. I think they're going to get him on a pre-snap, at least one. Now, I will say this, unless Andy made a big-ass ordeal about it and they're finally going to lay off of him a little bit, I see him having at least one.
I see. That's where I'm getting at. I think because Andy redoubled down on it, I think that maybe there's a chance that this saga is over, and maybe this is me being more naive and hopeful than anything else, but I think we're done. I think we're past it. I think we can all move on with our lives. It's another primetime game. Does the NFL feel like they need to get involved in another primetime game with these penalties? The last two times it's been, noon or 3 o'clock, right? Do they really want to get involved in another standalone game? I don't think so.
They're going to do what they always do. Let proper perception get in the way. Then they deny. Then like, we've had a great awakening. And they were like, we're going to fix it. Then they go like, we're going to let it be. And then the circle's going to start all over again. NFLPA is going to have to get involved in this in order for anything to happen at this point.
Yeah, they're definitely going to have to get involved. One other subject that we didn't hit on. Do you think, let me find these subjects that we had in here because Thiz had them all too, and I had them, and I didn't know how to lost them. Oh, Jets hot take.
That would be me.
Yes.
The final conversation that I want to have is that the Jets defense is simply not as good as everybody believes it is. And I think there's a couple of reasons for it. I saw your mouth open, Caleb.
They are good, but Mahomes is still looking bad.
They are not the best defense in the NFL.
They're one of the best. The Cowboys definitely aren't the best.
I don't know if I would put them top five.
Here we go again.
Yeah. So I think that the numbers by the end of the year especially are going to prove it because for a couple of reasons. One, that defense is going to get worn out by the end of the year because they have to take the field so many times. They're going to give up a ton of points because of turnovers. And by the end of it, we're going to be looking back at this Jets defense and it's going to be like, it wasn't as good as the hype was.
Well, I will say this on Caleb's side of it. I understand what he's saying. They're a good defense, but they're not going to be. And I guess to break it down, they started off to be a very good defense. I think their emotional stat or situation, the fact that they're imploding. And again, you're right. Being on the field, for 45 minutes out of a 60-minute game is not going to help much. So I feel like you're right. I think there's going to be a ton of injuries, and I feel like there's going to be a lot of turmoil. And until Robert Saleh makes a decision on what he wants to do at quarterback, whether it be Trevor Siemian for some odd reason or he pulls somebody else in, I don't know, but they're going to struggle. And I think the defense is going to go down with them. So, sucks,
I think we're going to be looking back at this team, and it's going to be one of the biggest man, what if?
Yeah.
It's going to be the most – we're going to – a couple years from now, we're going to be like, man, what if Aaron Rodgers, like, played on this team? And that's going to happen for the rest of NFL history.
And what if Aaron Rodgers is actually correct in what he says, that he's going to be back by playoff time and they're nowhere near the playoffs?
He's not going to be back.
You can't come back from Achilles. He would have had to have torn it 2 months prior, and then he would have came back for the Super Bowl, if that. And the only person I've seen do this is Cam Akers. He somehow came back for the Super Bowl. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you listen to Aaron, he's got some holistic shit in some room in a cabin up in the middle of nowhere, and he's getting it fixed quick.
Okay, so, sure.
Who knows? Right. Yeah, who knows?
The power of that, you know, Eastern medicine.
Well, it might be the mushrooms. I don't know which one it is.
Just all of them? The answer is what mushrooms? Yes.
That's exactly it. Yes.
All the above. Yes.
Yeah. God. He was on Pat McAfee, and he made a big ordeal about that.
Oh, Lord. I don't watch Pat McAfee when he gets on there anyway.
Yeah. Let him talk. Let him say what they want. I'm the fastest guy in the history of the league to come back from an Achilles. Let's see it happen.
Yeah. All right. Score prediction time. Who wants to go first?
Well, we're all picking the Chiefs, so...
you never know. I might pick the Jets.
Then, you know, speak now.
I have done that before. I picked against the Chiefs so they would win, and it worked out. JP, you know what I'm talking about.
I remember, I do.
I will be picking against the Chiefs at some point this year.
You're not a homer. You're not a fan.
I'm just honest. That's what I am. Okay, so I think that... the Jets aren't even going to... The Jets will get to, like, 13 at most, right? Like, it's going to be... I feel like we're not going to get the blowout we did against, like, the Bears, you know, where it's 34 to nothing at halftime. But by the end of the, you know, fourth quarter, it's the game score is going to be way worse than what it probably actually was.
Okay.
Holy shit.
I think 21. I'm just going to keep it pretty simple. I'm going to make it 27-10, and the final touchdown is just a garbage time throw. That, you know, when the Chiefs are playing a Bob Sutton style defense.
I'm going to say Chiefs 32, Jets 20. I think Zach Wilson will have a fire lit under him, and he may try to go throw deep to Garrett Wilson first play of the game post corner. And he thinks he's back, and then all of a sudden Mahomes and them just kind of slowly but surely take the soul out of them, and then the defense is going to be miserable, like kind of like the Chiefs did with the Ravens a couple years ago, where Marcus Peters was like, I can't do anything. I can't do anything. The ball's just put everywhere. So I think we have a chance to see like 32-20 possibly.
I just can't see our defense giving up 20 points. That's just me right now. They're on a hot streak. They've got a point to prove. Justin Reed wants to make sure that everything he said in the offseason is going to continue. I'm going to say 33-9. Chiefs.
33-9.
Yeah.
A fun score. I wonder if that's a scoregami. We got
it. It probably is. Last week. Yep. We had like a 25-11. Have we ever had a 6-3 game before?
We've had a 9-7 game.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember losing one of those as Madden as a kid, and it haunted me to this day. Couldn't get more than one touchdown.
Oh, God.
CPU drove down the field, called the timeouts, didn't work still. So.
God. Well, that's our predictions. Who else? Phillip's got 52-21. Holy crap. Joe's got 31-10. What do you got, Thiz? What's your score prediction? Let me see it. Let's hear it. Phillip says scores 5 touchdowns, 4 passes in a rush.
All in the first half.
Yeah. First 15 minutes.
Basically.
Pulls a Tyree.
Do we have anything else? I think that covers all of our topics. Yeah,
I think we covered everything. That's it.
Oh, there is one more thing. Is Taylor Swift a better option than Zach Wilson?
Oh,
I'm just asking.
Fizz put 72-10.
72-10.
He wants us to break the record. Okay, perfect. Thank you, Fizz. Put him out of the misery.
Good times. Well, really quick, Joe, since you haven't been on the show in a while, I don't know where you've been, but if you see up in the top, I don't know if it's your right or left corner, it says PSF. Go on your phone and download that app. We do a live game cast every week. It's the entirety of the game. We're going to have some guest hosts on, doing a giveaway. As long as you interact, you get a power fan badge, and then you get a giveaway, whether it be an autographed ball, helmet, jersey, whatever, something that's sitting behind me. We're going to give something away. So make sure you download it. We've been told now that it's a lot more fun than listening to the announcers on TV.
Okay.
So that right there says a whole lot. This is designed by Sean Salisbury. Joe, I know you know who he is because you're my age.
Like the steak?
It's his baby. Yeah, like Salisbury steak. Don't say that to Sean, though, because he might just he's pretty strong for a 60-year-old. Got guns. But he designed this app for the fans, wanted us to host it. That's what we're doing. It's a blast. Download it, Joe. Don't leave us hanging. iOS, Android, whatever you got, just download it. Android's a little bit iffy right now, but it's still getting – the bugs are getting worked out. But it's a lot of fun. Fans can interact. You can come – oh, look at you then. Well, join up. You can actually pop up on the screen and talk to us, bro. You can say whatever you want. With that being said, we appreciate everybody for joining, and we will talk to you again on Sunday after the game. Peace out, everybody.